Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Well, our friends at Shoppers have given us this $500 gift card to give you, and our friends at Shoppers also are the keeper of secrets, all secrets of ours, because we have to go in there and ask for these really embarrassing things sometimes, like I did yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you're just going in for a nice new cologne, but other times, it's a little trickier than that.
Well, you know, who wants to admit that they use a foot spray?
I mean, apparently not you.
Wow.
Ask me why I use it, just so we can put this to rest. Ask me why I use
why?
It.
Why?
Because your feet smell.
No, because it's cooling. It feels nice.
Oh, we're still sticking with the cooling.
It's cooling. It feels nice and cool.
Okay, sure.
Thank you. Hey, listen, they sell tons of this stuff, so I'm not the only one who uses it. And that goes for all these products. So if you are adult enough to admit it, maybe you can win this gift card. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Give it to us.
We've started the embarrassing train. You have to continue it. Okay.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, I went into Shoppers Drug Mart the one time, and I was dealing with a student that was doing internship at the pharmacy department, and I asked if there was any, like, a pill for a yeast infection, and he kind of yelled it out and said, "Can somebody help me? This lady needs yeast infection."
No way!
No!
I'm like, no, you just did not take that out.
Come on.
It's like loudspeaker.
Shoppers, this is not part of the training. You got to do something about that.
Well, you know what? The pharmacist did say this is kind of, you know, like, you keep this information discreet.
All right. Well, did the cream work?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, all right. Good. Well, hey, good on you for admitting that.
Yes, thank you.
Welcome to the Circle of Trust, Christine.
Hi.
Okay. For your initiation.
Yes.
Tell us what you had to buy at Shoppers.
I had to get those preps for a colonoscopy.
Oh, those are rough.
What are the preps for? I haven't had one yet. What are
it's
the preps?
Drink. You have to drink this drink.
Oh, my
and then,
goodness.
Yeah.
And everything exits.
And everything comes out.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
It does, girl. Yeah.
Do the people look at you a little weird when you...
Well,
that's what we think.
The pharmacist didn't speak very good English, so I was explaining it to her. I need a... with this drink, and I gave her the paper, and she's like, "Well, what is that?" I said, it's for a colonoscopy, and I'm whispering it because there's a good-looking man beside me.
Yeah.
There it is.
And trying to be, you know, cute. And, yeah, he was like, "Excuse me, it's for the drink you take to make you go to the washroom." So, yeah.
There's nothing cute about colonoscopy juice.
No.
All right.
The good-looking factor is real, though. The good-looking factor is real.
They're always lurking.
Yeah, hot in proximity. Anything embarrassing makes it 10 times worse.
They might just really do that on purpose at Shoppers. Have a designated-looking, good-looking dude just sitting there.
Designated hot guy and hot girl.
All right. Well, and I totally think they're messing with us when they ask us for the description. Like, how do you not know what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
Okay. I want to get Diane back on the phone.
Okay. Interesting.
Hi.
Diane,
good
hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
how are you? This is, what's the nickname for Diane?
I don't think we should make one up.
No.
Can't say Itch Cream Diane? Okay.
Bravest.
Bravest soul, caller. Diane.
Yes. Beautiful Diane.
Diane, I'm handing you a gift card of $500.
Yes! No way! Thank you so much.
You can go back to Shoppers anytime and buy as much of anything you need there.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you guys. I really appreciate this. This is so
embarrassing. Ah, did you just say that? Okay. Diane, as Meredith said, yes, it's the yeast we can do.
Thank you.
Enjoy. And guess what? You're not the only one. Everyone has to buy this stuff.
Hey, it's part of life, right?
It's part of life.
Yeah.
It's the price we pay for being alive.
That's it. It makes that experience worth it because you can go to Shoppers now. There's so many fun, fabulous, fashionable, wonderful, expensive, yummy things there.
And you can use the self-checkout for anything.
That's true. Good
the
idea.
Hack. Caitlin with the hack. Self-checkout. Yeah, I'll be ringing this out by myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, everybody, you have to know, right now they're having the Spring Super Sale. It's on now through Friday the 12th. Enjoy big savings. That's all happening at Shoppers. Thank you, Diane, for hanging out with us, okay? Okay, let's get our dose of gossip from E-Talk Entertainment. This is the update. Tracy Melcher's here.
Hi.
Guys.
Deliver the news.
We're coming up on a Tuesday.
Everything is tea today. Tracy, Tuesday, Tessa.
Oh,
not Scott. Anyway,
gosh.
There we go.
That's okay. Scott has two teas.
That's true.
That's it.
Look at us spelling.
He's well-armed. Okay, so Kelly Clarkson. Who doesn't love Kelly Clarkson? She's got a daytime talk show coming up later on this year. And she was at the Academy of Country Music Awards on Sunday.
She looked good.
She looked amazing.
She
performed. Yeah. She was nominated for Music Event of the Year. But the highlight of the evening for her, she said, was being mistaken for a seat filler. She was sitting in her seat.
Wow.
No. What? Kelly Clarkson? Like,
one of the most recognizable.
And even if you're not a country music fan, you know Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, of
course.
Plus, you also know her voice, both her speaking voice.
Absolutely.
And she's not quiet.
So a seat filler came up to her. He was very proper during the show and said, she's going to have to move because, her seat's going to be needed for the person who actually is supposed to be seated here. And she said she was very polite and she just told him, nope, this is her seat. And she hashtagged can't win them all when she tweeted about it. She said literally it made her night and she just politely said no and then laughed it off.
And that's why she's
such a good sport.
Yeah.
Because somebody else would have been off with their heads.
Full diva.
Full diva. I would have. Okay.
Yeah. So this person has to be like out of the know.
Yes.
Or maybe super, super young.
Super it's Kelly young. Clarkson, though.
I don't know.
If you're a seat filler, I would think that they would have like a legend. This is the person's picture. This is their names. Let's do a little run through. This is where Kelly Clarkson's sitting. This is Carrie Underwood. This is Blake Shelton. This is Miranda Lambert. Like, I'm feeling like you should know the names.
Well, and the seat fillers look good, but not as good as Kelly Clarkson looked. Like, there's a difference between someone who's dressed up, without the spank.
So you guys do realize ready. Kelly Clarkson won American Idol, I want to say, in 2002?
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Can I say something really embarrassing?
Sure.
Since we're going to go down memory lane. I thought Justin was going to win that
Guarini?
Year. I thought Justin Guarini was going to remember that?
Because of the hair, Trace?
Because
of the hair. I know.
How do you know me? It is the hair. He had the pop star hair.
Well, the real winners were the producers of the movie from Justin to Kelly.
Oh, yeah. They were dating.
They're the real winners.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not mad about that. Anything that's like a little tribute to Greece,
Sure.
You gotta get paid sometime. These two have no problem getting paid, Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber. Shawn Mendes was on the cover of Observer magazine, and they had a picture of him with the words Prince of Pop written across his chest. So Justin Bieber, in a very joking way, in a little Bieber way, said he tweeted at Sean saying, gonna have to break a few more records to dethrone my title there, bud.
Shots fired.
And he shot, pop, 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 pow. And then he put in brackets, Canadian voice, but if you want, we can play hockey for it. But I heard you're a real bender on the ice. I'm assuming that means he's really good on the ice. And we could just drop the bucket and tilt for it, and that's the translation. Or we could go on the basketball court and settle it that way. So of course the Mendes army got in on it. They weren't happy that Justin Bieber was jokingly going after Sean, and then Sean came out and said, basically was like, everybody calm down. Bieber came out and said, everybody calm down. And then Sean went back, LOL, anytime, any day, you just let me know. So there'd be a little bit of a Canadian pop star rival on the ice or on the court.
I'm just happy that that title will stay in Canada, no matter who. Yeah, right?
I know.
We got all the princes.
But why don't you text us to 104536?
I think Drake could be in there too, right? That's true. A lot of princes.
Sure. Yeah. Text us. Tell us who really owns that title.
And speaking of Drake, there was rumors swirling that there could be a project with him and Ariana Grande. So over the weekend, he became one of her 150 million followers on Instagram. Then on Monday, she followed him back, as did her manager, Scooter Braun, thinking that something could be brewing. She's performing this weekend at Coachella. Could Drake be showing up at Coachella?
Love this.
I don't know. But the drama continues, and we're going to be all over it at E-Talk.
That song will be an emotional volcano.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Coming up on a Tuesday.
That's it.
Got it from the bottom. Now we're here.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Trace.
Thank you, next.
Good. I'm literally knocking off my How to Canada list day by day. When you get to Canada, one of the things they tell you have to fanboy a fangirl over Tessa and Scott. They're here.
Yay! Yay!
Fantastic. Tessa and Scott, who are getting ready for the Rock the Rink tour that is going all over the place. Notably for us, I know you guys are coming to Mississauga, you're coming to Kingston, Kitchener around November. There'll be an Oshawa date in November as well. But thank you for coming to Chum this morning.
It's our pleasure.
Thank
We're pretty pumped to be here.
Yeah, fantastic. How long have you guys really been... I mean... Caitlin showed me a picture earlier today.
Yeah.
You got to bring this picture up. I want to know when the last time you saw this picture.
Yeah, this was part of our tweet when we were teasing that you were going to be coming in. And I was like, I wonder how long I can find photos of them back.
Look
until.
Look at that. So I was 7, I think, then. Aww. And Scott would have been 9.
Yeah, we still have those outfits, actually. Yeah.
Are they in a glass case or something?
We had them in a glass case last year for the Thank You Canada tour, and people didn't really think that we wore them, but those are the ones.
Well, a lot of times when bands, or, you know, people in a band meet for the first time, they were like, oh, there was something special here. Or, you know, people say it about hit TV shows.
I think Tess and I always tease that people, like, my aunt was our first coach, and I think that they all just collectively wanted to laugh at us as they watched us. Try and hold hands, skate around the ice, try and dance together, and we always say now, like, look who's laughing now.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
So Rock the Rink is going to be something that, and the quote is, fans of skating and live entertainment are going to look to year after year. We can't miss it. Are you excited about this show, and what should we be looking forward to for the show?
We're thrilled. So last year we sort of stepped out of our comfort zone and into the production realm and created the Thank You Canada Tour, and we wanted to go coast to coast and sort of celebrate that Olympic success with everyone. And to follow that up this year with Rock the Rink is really exciting. I mean, we're just invigorated by this process and by the project. It's something, you know, as an amateur athlete, it's easy to get motivated to perform at the Olympic Games and to compete to be the best. But in the show world, the idea that we have an hour and a half, 2 hours to set the mood, challenge ourselves creatively, make people feel something in a different way, and entertain, hopefully, thousands of people, mm-hmm. Is something that we're really trying to embrace. And that, you know, the nerves that come with that challenge are also, you know, part and parcel of what we love about this project.
And last year, I think even we were surprised by just how wild our fans were. They were so much fun dancing in the aisles and up kind of participating in the show. And it gave such a better show to the audience because all of us skaters, we were just pumped to go across the country and kind of share our career with them. And this is a little bit turning the page. I mean, Rock the Rink is about throwing a party every night across the country, but also just continuing that, bringing some live entertainment in. And, you know, our fans, you can't really, you never know what you're going to expect of
this show. I got to say, you guys are really understating the toughness it takes to be a figure skater. It's like gladiators. I mean, you don't just do a triple lutz on the first time. And like, oh, nailed it. You hit the ice, you eat it. Like, that's tough. So, I mean, to see it all come together live is really a marvel.
Yeah, I think people are kind of surprised by the speed of which, especially like a Patrick Chan skates. I know we have some of the best skaters in the world this year coming over from Italy. Carolina Costner is one name that comes to mind that we have, who's probably one of the best female skaters of all time. We already have one of the best female skaters of all time, Caitlin Osmond in the cast, who's
amazing.
A Canadian. So, I mean, it's a stacked show, and then add into that some live entertainment. Birds of Bellwood's going to be in the show.
I saw that. I'm like, no way.
Oh, my
way.
Gosh. If
this
you don't know
so
them, you
cool.
should. They're such an amazing Canadian talent.
They're great, and I really love
to have them with us.
You know, you're reinventing that genre of a skate show, of what to expect, and that's really exciting. This is the first annual, and I'm assuming there will be more.
Well,
there will be another.
We're hoping to reestablish and sort of get away from that protocol. There's a formula that has come into play with skating shows, and of course, when people buy their ticket and sit in the seats, they'll be expecting a certain something. So we want to give a little bit of that, but at the same time, push the boundaries. And why not create an all-around entertaining and memorable evening than just sort of play the hits?
Great segue. You said push the boundaries. We're going to do that right now. Because you two have been together doing this for longer than most marriages have stayed together. Longer than most people have even been at certain jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. So I'm assuming you know each other very well.
I'd say so.
Yeah, we have a pretty good idea. We're getting there.
Oh, we're going to know. We're going to find out. This game is called Who's Most Likely To.
Okay.
I've got a deck of cards in my hand with little things, and you each just have to tell us who's most likely to be this on this card.
Okay.
I'll read the first one. Tessa and Scott, who's most likely to not be able to keep a secret?
Scott.
Scott can't keep a secret.
Well, I can keep secrets. I think we're actually both pretty good at that. It's just I talk way more. And like, Tessa really thinks out what she's going to say. Well, I guess that's one way of saying you're intelligent. And I just kind of like throw it out there.
Yeah,
different
right.
styles.
Who's most likely to suck at telling stories, Tessa or Scott?
Did Scott prompt you with that one?
No, he didn't. I just figured
me. I can't
that's you.
Tell a story to save my life.
What do you have problem with telling stories?
I mean, it's just the overall delivery of it. And, you know, Scott will just swoop in and tie it all together so nicely and have that, I don't know, you just have a way.
Well, with jokes and entertaining stories, yeah, I think I'm a little bit better. I don't know. But it's funny because everyone thinks that I'm the one that has the humor, and I actually just steal mostly Tessa's jokes because she can't really package them up.
Really? All right. You both are very, very awesome entertainers, but who's most likely to sing a rap song in karaoke?
Oh, Scott's go-to karaoke song is Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah.
There we go.
I mean, people would know that.
Yeah. Gangster's Paradise, Coolio.
Yeah. And I'm out past the screens, you know, because I have it all in my head. I'm pointing at people. I really sell
shines.
It.
Yeah, you shine in karaoke.
And Tessa just hates karaoke, so.
Do that on skates, and that's going to go viral. I've got one more that I'd like to ask. Who is most likely to be secretly in love with a friend, Tessa or Scott?
Oh. That's a dirty question.
Hey man, it's not a loaded question. It's on the card. I didn't write that.
Check that one.
Are we waving that question?
Can we flip this back on you guys?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We want
to. Hey man, I got a child at home with a mother over there. I'm not answering that at all. But anyway, good on you two. Let's see. Rock the Rink Tour. It's all over Canada. It's awesome, and it stars Tessa and Scott. Thank you so much for coming to Chum.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Yeah, all of your success. It's just wonderful.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't. I can't. I'm just sitting here trying to imagine the life that they've led and the ones that you're going to continue to.
The many countries they've been to.
Phenomenal. Yeah, really. Congratulations. And thank you for making us so proud to be Canadian. It's really wonderful to have you here today.
Kind words.
Yeah, we'll come in any day and listen to you say that to us.
And we're big fans of yours.
Thank you so much. I want to go back to what we were talking about earlier with shoppers and people having to divulge really, really embarrassing things. We're human.
Yes.
And it is what it is. Once again, I don't know why we get so caught up in this embarrassment. You know, you got to go to a store and buy the cream every now and then. Sometimes you need the spray. No one wants to be the one tagged having to, you know, buy that stuff. But unfortunately, it is what it is. It's part of the formula.
Yeah.
Somebody gave us a ring earlier, and they said that their husband was caught buying something really, really embarrassing. I don't know how you explain this away, but it is what it is. You there?
Yeah, Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer.
Yeah, it was embarrassing for my husband, but I don't think he even realized how embarrassed he should have been.
Yeah, so you leave town?
Yeah, I was away traveling for work, and my husband went to Shoppers Drug Mart and bought pantyhose.
Yeah.
Like you do when your wife
And how did you find out that he bought pantyhose?
Oh, well, my girlfriend saw him buying pantyhose.
Man. The world is way too small. The world is extremely small. Nothing goes unnoticed. So your girlfriend calls you and be like, listen, I just saw your husband buying pantyhose. Now, this could be one of a couple of reasons which are nonetheless dramatic.
Yeah, both need to know for you.
Right.
Need to know information.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, I actually knew why he was buying pantyhose.
Oh.
It's not as nefarious as it sounds. He uses it to put chemicals in our pool.
Oh, so he's just being handy.
It's his pool hack.
It's his pool hack, and he's previously been in trouble for using my good pantyhose.
Yes.
So I sent him to Shoppers to buy the cheapest he could come up with just to use for the pool cleaner.
Because you know, a good pair of pantyhose, you keep those. Like, those are your special ones in the drawer, right?
Right.
Yes.
You wash them by hand. You
That's
hang
it.
Them. You make sure. Yeah.
They are gold.
Well, good. Disclaimer for anyone that sees a man buying pantyhose at a Shoppers, it's not for what you may think.
No. It's just a pool hack.
Might just be pool season. Good stuff.
It's a pool hack, yeah.
Well, thank you for being open-minded and non-judgmental about that, okay?
I don't know that my girlfriend was as open-minded.
So, yeah, did you explain to her? Did you explain to her what it was about?
Oh, yeah.
And she believed you?
I don't know.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing.
And what's your name? What's your name?
Jennifer.
Cool. Thanks for calling in.
Anything could be for any reason.
It's true.
That's the moral of that story.
Yeah. Let me know.
A new condiment mashup from Heinz is trending.
Oh.
Begging the question, would you eat this? So Heinz had already debuted things like mayo chup, which is mayo and ketchup, mayo Q, mayonnaise and barbecue sauce, and mayo must, mayonnaise mustard.
Oh.
So now they are mixing ketchup and ranch dressing to make cranch.
Wait, ketchup and ranch dressing? Ketchup and ranch
dressing. Cranch.
What? Yeah. No, no, no.
That's
no.
a bad word.
So, yeah, cranch is the best part of this entire story to me. So, in their press release, they said the new cranch flavor would pair well with fried foods. Well, I wasn't going to put it on salad, Heinz. What else would you eat any of these foods with?
Cranch.
No, no, they condiments. Need. It's basically like anything with fried food.
Thank you.
Is a condiment.
Yes.
You know, we don't need. Wow, a cranch. We're getting cranch. Lazy. We're getting should lazy.
Be, should be ranch up.
Ranch up.
No, I like cranch.
Cranch is a little, yeah.
Cranch sounds like an elderly comic book villain.
I was going to say, or something you rub on a like an ointment or something.
Yeah.
Cranch.
Oh.
No.
Sorry. Sorry,
so,
Sorry.
Would you cranch or no?
No. Yeah. I would cranch. Why not?
How stoned are you at the time?
Yeah. Look,
that's the cranch.
Like, we've passed a certain degree Celsius in the world. It's all going down anyways. Why not enjoy cranch? This is the last thing we have left.
Okay.
But I guess you're going to eat it with fries. I don't know. If somebody actually buys this, I don't know when it'll be available in Canada. I'm guessing it will start in the U.S. But if somebody actually buys this and tries this, I require a full review.
I guess it's just like a saltier ketchup. Because if you think about ranch dressing, it's that kind of salty. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Cranch. There you go, everyone. The word of the day is cranch. It's also April, which means that Bud Watch in High Park has begun. And it's not the recently legalized bud. It is cherry blossom buds that everybody is waiting to see bloom in High Park. And cherry blossom season in Toronto is a very real thing.
Oh, yeah.
As Meredith, you cited previously, it creates issues.
It creates major traffic issues. I think this year you're not able to park anywhere in the West End of Toronto when it's going on. It's like, can't go west of Bathurst. It's a beautiful thing. Jamar, you will love it. Kofi will love it. You will take all the photos, and it will be very, very beautiful. It's gorgeous.
I have recently learned, thanks to our friends at BlogTO, that there is actually a website called Sakura in High Park, and it predicts when the cherry blossoms will bloom and why. And they're right now saying it's looking at like late April or early May.
Mm-hmm.
A little later than usual because we had such a chilly winter.
But when you go, here's just a bit of a disclaimer. Don't pick them. I see
people.
Oh, why would anyone do that?
Like,
stop.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't
pick them.
Leave them for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to see a lot of stuff on Instagram about this, and you're going to have to take little Kofi over and check them out. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he will really enjoy it, but make sure you take the subway because parking is truly impossible. And Felicity Huffman, actress Felicity Huffman, is trending. This is all in relation to that college admission scandal we keep hearing about in the U.S. She has pled guilty along with 12 other sets of parents, and she is looking at now prosecutors recommending 4 to 10 months behind bars for her involvement in bribing her kids' way into these elite universities in the U.S. It is a mess. And Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky from Full House, she and her husband were not part of this plea deal. Prosecutors recommended them to have a minimum of 2 years. And because it's a lengthier sentence, perhaps that's why they didn't take the plea deal. So we'll have to see what happens with her. But she wasn't part of this yesterday.
Aunt Becky behind bars. That's crazy.
And what's ironic is there's going to be a Lifetime movie about this, not starring her. Right?
Yes.
She's not allowed to do any Lifetime.
Absolutely. If you think of all of the nefarious politicians in the world who never wind up behind bars, and Aunt Becky could wind up in jail before they do, I don't know if that's a world I want to live in.
We'll call it a faux beef between Justin Bieber and Shawn Mendes over who is the Prince of Pop. I'm just glad that they're both Canadian and that's where the crown is standing. It's going to be here no matter who they are.
And I'm glad that they're both guys and we're talking about it as opposed to two female feuds all the time. I kind of
Getting kind of whack, like all these girl fights and stuff.
Yeah. This is a little silly. And usually we're talking about it on that side with the girls. So I'm glad that the guys are getting down and dirty with us, too.
It's amazing how serious everyone took that. Because I think they were totally playing around where Bieber was saying, no, Shawn Mendes, you're not the Prince of Pop.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone just went in on him like, yo, you can't say that to my Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
Just goes to show how seriously everyone takes that. But another thing that people take very seriously here in Canada, of course, is hockey. And, of course, Tracy Melcher was reading those terms from Biebs.
Yeah.
Clearly not hockey girl. Let's recap. So between Sean and Justin, they were all hockey terms. A bender is definitely a horrible hockey player. because apparently his ankles aren't strong enough to stand up in the skates. So he's a bend his ankles all the time. The bucket is the helmet. Correct me if I'm wrong, any hockey people out there.
Yeah.
A tilly is a fight or like a you know.
Tilt for tilt? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tilt. Uh-huh. And he believes that he and Shawn Mendes could go head-to-head and you know, prove it on the ice.
Yeah, and Sean replied back to that. I guess it was Instagram they were going back and forth on. And Justin said, Sean said, LOL, anytime, Justin, any day, you just let me know.
Yo, Justin's sick on ice.
So
Justin could play. Justin is a good athlete. He plays good basketball, and he definitely is a good hockey player, I've seen.
I feel like we are bringing out both the Mendes Army and the Beliebers, and I'm scared. I'm scared to say an opinion right now. I just want you, all of you, to like me, Beliebers and Mendes Army. I don't want to infuriate anyone.
You got to choose one, though.
No.
No?
I mean, on the ice, Bieber.
Yeah.
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 I mean, yes.
But we haven't seen Sean on the ice yet, have we?
Exactly. Exactly. We haven't seen him on the ice yet, so Bieber has spent much more ice time.
Caitlin, you've interviewed him. Is Sean tall?
I have hugged him, and I am picking Shawn Mendes.
Oh.
So there we go. What, does tall... What do you mean? I'm sorry. Tall
is
not
he,
a
but is he,
skating qualifier.
Have you seen...
Basketball,
okay,
maybe.
Sorry. I should point out that I have clearly seen a lot of his videos of him working out incessantly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he's strong. He's got some strength.
He hits the gym hard.
He's wonderful.
That was a firm Mendes hug Army. That indicated strength and protective abilities.
Okay.
And he is tall.
Caitlin,
Justin is scrappier.
Yeah.
And Justin has more to prove because Sean's the one in the magazine with the Prince of Pop. Justin Bieber is like, I want it back there.
But let's actually, I just realized this. Justin Bieber is now rocking that like hockey hair. Mm-hmm. He has the flow going.
Uh-huh.
So maybe he's more, maybe he's better for hockey.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? I'll let the people decide. You could text us who wins that battle.
The Justin. People.
Yeah, let the people decide. 104.536. Who wins that battle? Justin or Shawn Mendes? Yeah, tell you. You ever see something and always wish that you did it because you have a feeling you would have been good at it?
Do you feel that about hockey?
Yeah, man. If I played more hockey, I think I would have been really good. Mm-hmm. I just have that feeling. Just because I play soccer and they're sort of the same, but hockey's much faster. I just think I have a good eye for it.
You're
I
on been... skates, though.
I think I would have been good at it.
Shawn Mendes can play hockey. I just found this out. He played hockey with James Corden, and he's good.
Oh, with James Corden. Yeah, really.
Not like against James Corden. James Corden is sort of like pretending he can skate.
Okay.
We should have asked Tessa and Scott this. We should have asked who they thought.
I know, because if anyone could determine, they would.
Right?
Because they live on skates.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that's that. Hopefully that feud comes to an end quickly so we can decide who is that Prince of Pop.
Hey! Get up! Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show. Chum 104.5.